So here is actually an example, which there's quite a bit of literature, which is actually a rather old example of a successful special purpose device, in that I think you can justify it for a class of applications. And so we actually will study this particular application later on. The machine is called GRAPE, which is for the gravity pipeline machine. It's built by a collaboration between U.S. universities and Japan. And it's meant to solve the so-called M-body problem, namely Newton's laws for a bunch of particles. And if you actually analyze why you can build a special purpose device, the reason is actually that N-body computations have a huge amount of, they don't need much data. I mentioned to you an SP2, a typical SP2 architecture, only spends a few percent of its cost on the microprocessor. The dominant cost of an SP2 is the memory and the memory controller and the I/O and stuff like that. The N-body problem, because each particle interacts with every other particle, and we're building these to solve problems which have around 1 million particles, it says that the amount of work, the amount of computations per data point is about 1 million. Whereas we saw in that Laplace example that for traditional computational fluid dynamics CFD, the amount of work per data point is sort of somewhere between 1 and 100. So M-body problems have a very different ratio of processing performance to memory. So they, if you like, they need 100 times less memory. And so it is possible to build, therefore, a much more cost-effective system for this problem than it is for a more general purpose application. So, let's just say the actual rule of thumb for a typical Laplace or partial differential equation-based problem is that you need about 1 gigabyte of memory per gigaflop performance, or 1 terabyte per teraflop or something. Whereas, I say, that rule of thumb is just totally wrong for M-body problems. It's off a factor of 100. So this machine is likely to be the first machine, for instance, to reach. There is a teraflop version of this machine already built, and it will probably be the first serious petaflop machine built. It should be built in about 5 years. You should be able to get 10 to the 15th operations per second for this application in 3 to 5 years for a relatively modest cost, because of its very special structure. But it's worth noticing for your purposes, if you look at what GRAPE does, it's not using any new algorithm. It will actually use exactly the same parallel algorithm that you will find in this course or in the book we wrote in 1988. So there's nothing special about the algorithm. The algorithm is a classic parallel algorithm. What's different is that each node of the processor got a different ratio of processing to memory. All right.